Topic 19. Version Control. George Santayana said in his book, Life of Reason, "Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." One of the important things we look for in a user interface is the undo key, a single button that forgives us our mistakes. It's even better if the environment supports multiple levels of undo and redo, so you can go back and recover from something that happened a couple of minutes ago. But what if the mistake happened last week, and you've turned your computer on and off 10 times since then? Well, that's one of the many benefits of using a version control system, VCS. It's a giant undo key, a project-wide time machine that can return you to those halcyon days of last week when the code actually compiled and ran. For many folks, that's the limit of their VCS usage. Those folks are missing out on a whole bigger world of collaboration, deployment pipelines, issue tracking, and general team interaction. So, let's take a look at VCS. First, as a repository of changes, and then as a central meeting place for your team and their code. But first, an admonition. Shared directories are not version control. We still come across the occasional team who share their project source files across a network, either internally or using some kind of cloud storage. This is not viable. Teams that do this are constantly messing up each other's work, losing changes, breaking builds, and getting into fistfights in the car park. It's like writing concurrent code with shared data and no synchronization mechanism. Use version control. But there's more. Some folks do use version control and keep their main repository on a network or cloud drive. They reason that this is the best of both worlds. Their files are accessible anywhere, and, in the case of cloud storage, it's backed up off-site. Turns out that this is even worse, and you risk losing everything. The version control software uses a set of interacting files and directories. If two instances simultaneously make changes, the overall state can become corrupted, and there's no telling how much damage will be done. And no one likes seeing developers cry. It starts at the source. Version control systems keep track of every change you make in your source code and documentation. With a properly configured source code control system, you can always go back to a previous version of your software. But a version control system does far more than undo mistakes. A good VCS will let you track changes, answering questions such as, who made changes in this line of code? What's the difference between the current version and last week's? How many lines of code did we change in this release? Which files get changed most often? This kind of information is invaluable for bug tracking, audit, performance, and quality purposes. A VCS will also let you identify releases of your software. Once identified, you will always be able to go back and regenerate the release, independent of changes that may have occurred later. Version control systems may keep the files they maintain in a central repository, a great candidate for archiving. Finally, version control systems allow two or more users to be working concurrently on the same set of files, even making concurrent changes in the same file. The system then manages the merging of these changes when the files are sent back to the repository. Although seemingly risky, such systems work well in practice on projects of all sizes. Tip 28. Always use version control. Always. Even if you are a single-person team on a one-week project, even if it's a throwaway project, even if the stuff you're working on isn't source code, make sure that everything is under version control. Documentation, phone number lists, memos to vendors, makefiles, build and release procedures, that little shell script that tidies up log files. Everything. We routinely use version control on just about everything we type, including the text of this book. Even if we're not working on a project, our day-to-day work is secured in a repository. Branching out. Version control systems don't just keep a single history of your project. One of their most powerful and useful features is the way they let you isolate islands of development into things called branches. You can create a branch at any point in your project's history, and any work you do in that branch will be isolated from all other branches. At some time in the future, you can merge the branch you're working on back into another branch. So the target branch now contains the changes you made in your branch. Multiple people can even be working on a branch. In a way, branches are like little clone projects. One benefit of branches is the isolation they give you. If you develop feature A in one branch, and a teammate works on feature B in another, you're not going to interfere with each other. A second benefit, which may be surprising, is that branches are often at the heart of a team's project workflow. And this is where things get a little confusing. Version control branches and test organization have something in common. They both have thousands of people out there telling you how you should do it. And that advice is largely meaningless, because what they're really saying is, this is what worked for me. So use version control in your project, and if you bump into workflow issues, search for possible solutions. And remember to review and adjust what you're doing as you gain experience. Version control as a project hub. Although version control is incredibly useful on personal projects, it really comes into its own when working with a team. And much of this value comes from how you host your repository. Now, many version control systems don't need any hosting. They are completely decentralized, with each developer cooperating on a peer-to-peer basis. But even with these systems, it's worth looking into having a central repository, because once you do, you can take advantage of a ton of integrations to make the project flow easier. Many of the repository systems are open source, so you can install and run them in your company. But that's not really your line of business, so we'd recommend most people host with a third party. Look for features such as good security and access control, intuitive UI, the ability to do everything from the command line too, because you may need to automate it, automated builds and tests, good support for branch merging, sometimes called pull requests, issue management, ideally integrated into commits and merges so you can keep metrics, good reporting. A Kanban board-like display of pending issues and tasks can be very useful. Good team communications, emails or other notifications on changes, a wiki, and so on. Many teams have their VCS configured so that a push to a particular branch will automatically build the system, run the tests, and, if successful, deploy the new code into production. Sound scary? Not when you realize you're using version control. You can always roll it back. Here's a thought experiment. Spill an entire cup of tea, English breakfast with a little milk, onto your laptop keyboard. Take the machine to the smart person bar and have them tut and frown. Buy a new computer. Take it home. How long would it take to get that machine back to the same state it was in, with all the SSH keys, editor configuration, shell setup, installed applications, and so on, at the point where you first lifted that fateful cup? This was an issue one of us faced recently. Just about everything that defined the configuration and usage of the original machine was stored in version control, including all the user preferences and .dot files, the editor configuration, the list of software installed using Homebrew, the Ansible script used to configure apps, all current projects. The machine was restored by the end of the afternoon. Here's a few challenges. Knowing you can roll back to any previous state using the VCS is one thing. But can you actually do it? Do you know the commands to do it properly? Learn them now, not when disaster strikes and you're under pressure. Spend some time thinking about recovering your own laptop environment in case of a disaster. What would you need to recover? Many of the things you need are just text files. If they're not in a VCS, hosted off your laptop, find a way to add them. Then think about the other stuff, installed applications, system configuration, and so on. How can you express all that stuff in text files so it, too, can be saved? An interesting experiment, once you've made some progress, is to find an old computer you no longer use and see if your new system can be used to set it up. Consciously explore the features of your current VCS and hosting provider that you're not using. If your team isn't using feature branches, experiment with introducing them. The same with pull merge requests. Continuous integration, build pipelines, even continuous deployment. Look into the team communication tools too, wikis, Kanban boards, and the like. You don't have to use any of it, but you do need to know what it does so you can make that decision. Use version control for non-project things too.